So before you listen to the sermon, read Leviticus chapter 13.
And
the title of the sermon is Sin is like Leprosy.
On
Wednesday when we went to Luke 5, we talked about the deeper meanings, things that are behind these stories that we read. We were talking about the spiritual cripple, the spiritual lepers.
And
I shortly mentioned that leprosy, and when we see this in the Bible, is a picture of sin. And I give you quickly 5 points in regards to that. Physical disease of leprosy is like sin.
Or sin is like that the physical disease.
So I thought it would be good to actually look at those things
and
learn some lessons from the book of Leviticus,
which
in chapter 13 is the chapter that mostly deals on this topic. Now, you might think, of all things I came to church for, I did not think about listening to a sermon about Leviticus. That was not on my list.
I
had something about love on my list. Something about my neighbor's sin on my list. Something about end time prophecy. Certain doctrines. But not the Leviticus 13. Where we have this long list of instructions for an Old Testament priest. To figure out if somebody had leprosy. What can we possibly get out of Leviticus 13? That is relevant for us today. As you will see, quite a lot. Don't forget that the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And
is
profitable. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God, maybe this, by the way, the 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So we may be perfect. So we do the good works that God prepared for us to do. So let's look at Leviticus 13 and see what we can learn from that chapter. Start reading in verse 1 and read verses 1 till 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of the flesh arising a scab, a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague is plague inside be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean.
خداوند موسی و هارون را خطاب کرده گفت اگر کسی بر پوست بدن خود خاول یا آماس یا لک داشته باشد و آن بر پوست بدنش به جزام بدل شود باید نزد هارون کاهن یا یکی از پسرانش کاهنان آورده شود کاهن قسمتی از پوست بدن وی را که دچار بیماری است بیازماید اگر موی قسمت مبتلا به بیماری سفید شده باشد و بیماری عمیق‌تر از پوست بدنش به نظر آید در آن صورت بیماری جزام است
Yeah, so God is giving instructions to the priest in regards to this physical disease. How do I recognize it when somebody comes in front of me?
Now,
notice for now that in verse 3 it says, if the plague in the side be deeper than the skin of the flesh, it is the plague of leprosy.
کاهن قسمتی از پوست بدن وی را که دچار بیماری است بیازماید و اگر موی قسمت مبتلا به بیماری سفید شده باشد و بیماری عمیق‌تر از پوست بدنش به نظر آید در آن صورت بیماری جزام است کاهن باید پس از آزمودن وی او را نجس بنام.
اگه عمیق‌تر باشه پس جزا.
Yeah, read verse 4.
آیه 4 رو بخونید.
If the bright spot be white in the skin of the flesh and inside be not deeper than the skin and the hair thereof be turned white, then the priest shall shut him up him that had the plague 7 days.
اما اگر آن لکه بر پوست بدن او سفید باشد و عمیق‌تر از پوست به نظر نیاید و موی آن قسمت سفید نشده باشد، کاهن باید شخص مبتلا را 7 روز قرنطینه کند.
Yeah, so notice that it here says if that spot is not deeper than the skin, yeah, then we'll look again in 7 days. Yeah, we're not sure yet. Yeah, we're going to put you in quarantine. And you need to come back in 7 days.
Yeah,
by the way, quarantine is not quarantine the whole population. It's just one person.
Yes.
Like with Corona.
That's
Let's see in 7 days, what happens to it. And it's probably something to figure out how big it was and make some measurements or qualify it somehow. Yeah, we want to check. Yeah, so the priest quarantined the person to see if there's any change, any spread. Read verse 5. And the priest shall look on him the 7th day, and behold, if the plague in his side be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more.
در روز هفتم کاهن را بیازماید و اگر به نظرش بیماری متوقف شده و در پوست پخش نشده است 7 روز دیگر نیز او را قرنطینه کند.
Yeah, after 7 days again he comes back and he's looking is it spread.
نگاه کنیم ببینه آیا زخمش بزرگتر شده یا نشده، جایی دیگه پخش شده یا پخش نشده.
If not, hey, we're gonna wait another 7 days.
هفت روز دیگه قرنطینه میکنیم.
Yeah, 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
دو هفته دیگه تا ببینیم آیا این نمودارمون صاف میشه یا نمیشه مثل کرونا.
which
is not bigger, it's gonna die in the quarantine.
Which took 56 weeks.
به جای دو هفته شد 56 هفته قرنطینه.
Yeah, but so another time has been taken out to see, hey, is this disease?
آیا واقعاً ببینیم آیا این جزام هست یا جزام نیست؟
Yeah, nothing changed now. It's not spreading, but to make sure, I'm quarantining you another 7 days.
هفت روز دیگه تو رو قرنطینه میکنم. Read first.
Read verse 6 to 8. And the priest shall look on him again the 7th day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he had seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy.
روز هفتم بار دیگر او را بیازماید. اگر قسمت مبتلا به بیماری کمرنگ شده و بیماری در پوست پخش نشده باشد، در آن صورت کاهن او را طاهر اعلام کند. این آموز است، پس جامعه خود را بشوید و طاهر خواهد شد. اما اگر پس از آن که خود را به کاهن نشان داد تا او را طاهر اعلام کند، آموز در پوست او پخش گردد، باید بار دیگر در برابر کاهن حاضر شود. کاهن ملاحظه کند و اگر آموز در پوست پخش شده بود، وی را نجس اعلام نماید. این جزام است.
Yeah, so if things looks good, the man is pronounced clean. He just don't have the disease. Yeah, you go wash your clothes. You shall be called clean. But if the spot had spread it in the skin, yeah, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. Now, what I want you to see is that leprosy starts small at first.
It's
hard to identify at first.
کوچیکه که اول نمیشه تشخیصش داد.
And there is this process that God has given to the priest to figure out.
و به کاهن یه روشی داده شده.
Yeah, if somebody potentially has this disease.
اگه یه نفر این مشکل داره، این مریضی
not
داره.
Not sure, guarantee him 7 days.
اگه مطمئن نیستی، 7 روز قرنطینه شد.
Still not sure, another 7 days.
هنوز مطمئن نیستی، 7 روز دیگه.
Now, the question is, how is this a picture of sin? What do we do with this today?
چه تصویری از گناه هست؟ من و شما از این درس چه درسی یاد میگیریم؟
Here's my first point. Sin, like leprosy,
yeah,
most of the time start small and then it spreads. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and I'll show you another picture from the Bible that is very similar. It is reported, the first one, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such for fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife.
خبر عام رسیده که در میان شما زنا پیدا شده است. چنان زنایی که در میان امت ها هم نام برده نمی شود که شخص زن پدر خود را داشته باشد.
And if you know this chapter, you know this is a chapter about church discipline.
And
Paul is dealing with this guy. That is a sin. Skip to verse 6 and
7.
Yeah, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
فخر شما نیکو نیست. آیا آگاه نیستید که اندک خمیر مایه تمام خمیر را مخمر می سازد؟ پس خود را از خمیر مایه کهنه پاک سازید تا فطیر تازه باشید. چنان که بی خمیر مایه هستید زیرا که فسح ما مسیح در راه ما ذبح شده است.
Yeah, so what is the picture that is used?
تصویری که اینجا استفاده میشه
چیست؟ Yeah, for sin here.
That's leaven. در مورد خمیر مایه.
Now, what is typical about leaven?
خمیر مایه چه کاری میکنه؟
It starts small.
And
it grows and spreads everywhere.
Yeah.
It overtakes.
Yeah,
Galatians 5:9 says, a little leaven the whole lump.
Serena,
can you daar gaan zitten? Met de verse?
She's asking for the verses.
Okay. Where was I?
Galatians 5.
Yeah. So was Paul giving here bread making advice? Yeah, to the church in Galatia.
No,
he's using this picture that everybody understands it. To show that sin is like leaven and it starts small and then it spreads. Yeah, sin is like leaven. Sin is like leprosy. Because it starts small and then it spreads. It will overtake you. Yeah, here's what you need to get from this.
چیکار باید از این بکنیم؟ چه چیزی رو باید یاد بگیریم؟
You need to win the battle on sin, over sin.
جنگ رو در مورد گناه
when it is small.
وقتی کوچیکه شروع کنید.
Yeah, you need to win the battle no matter what it is.
جنگ رو پیروز کنید و مهم نیست که چگونه هست وقتی کوچیکه شروع کنید.
Nobody who's addicted to drugs
هیچ کسی که
just suddenly found themselves to be in crack addict.
به مواد مخدر یهو هروئینی و افتاده که
how does this happen to me?
یهو بگه ای چه جوری اینجوری شد من به اینجا رسیدم.
I went to bed last night.
دیشب خوابیدم.
And now I wake up the morning.
صبح شدم.
I look 20 years older than I am actually am.
20 سال پیر شدم و داغونم.
And I need to make sure I'm be moving otherwise people might bury me.
اگر باید شروع کنم حرکت کنم وگرنه ممکنه قیافم این مرده هاست همین الان دفنم کنن که فکر کنم مردم.
That's not how it happens. It started small.
اون اعتیاد با اون شروع نشد. با یه چیز کوچیک شروع شد.
It was not dealt with when it was small.
همون اعتیاد کوچولو باهاش کنار نمیدن و الان زیاد.
And now it's much harder to deal with.
الان انقدر زیاد شده که سخته ازش بیای کنار.
Permanent damage even being done.
حتی تو بدنت آسیب‌های ابدی رسیده بهش. آسیب‌های جاودانی رسیده که قابل خوب شدن نیست.
Nobody was drunk.
کسی که یهو مست می‌کنه.
Having his wife left him.
که زنش ولش کرده به خاطر مسیح.
His children despise him.
بچه‌هاش ازش متنفرن به خاطر مسیح.
Just arrived there by.
یهویی رسیده اونجا.
After one bottle of beer.
یه دونه شیشه آبجو خورده.
With his friends one night.
یه شب با دوستش یه لیوان آبجو خورده و تموم شده.
Was not dealt with.
کوچیک شروع شد.
Nobody was addicted.
کنار نیومدن.
Nobody was addicted to gambling.
هیچ کسی که به قمار معتاد.
Nobody was addicted to pornography.
کسی که به در حقیقت زنا و زنا معتاد.
Nobody was addicted to smoking.
کسی که به سیگار معتاد و که سیگار کشیدن معتاد یه شبه.
Nobody was addicted to anything.
هر کسی به هر چی که اعتیاد داره.
Yeah, started with losing jobs, destroying their lives.
که به اون اعتیادش losing their marriage. که کارو، زندگی و زن و شوهر و بچه رو نابود
کنه. No, it started small.
همش یه شبه شروع نشد.
It started socially.
کوچیک شروع شده، به عنوان دوستی و به عنوان تفریح جمعی شروع شده.
And it progressed from there.
و از اونجا شروع شده.
It all started like leprosy.
همشون مثل جزام شروع شده.
Yeah, the man comes before before the priest. Priest is wondering. Does he have a problem? I'm not sure. Let him come back in 7 days. Let me check again. See if there's any changes.
See if it's spread.
And it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah,
you start gossiping about one person. You don't deal with that. You will start talking about everybody. Yeah, start with one person. Yeah, you didn't deal with it. Now it's about more. Till you're a busybody.
Gossip about everybody.
You need to deal with sin when it is small. If you're a lazy person, you need to deal with that when it's still small. Because it will overspread your life. And you will end up as a lazy bum in misery. Yeah, let me add to that. If you're lazy, don't work. Especially men. Yeah, if you're just on your phone, coming late out of bed, not willing to provide for yourself or your family, yeah, you won't receive help either. If you don't work, you don't eat. It will destroy your life. If you are lazy, you need to deal with it when it's still small. It's much harder to deal with it when it's progressed.
Yeah.
Sin, like leprosy, like leaven, it will spread. Go to James 1, verse 15. That when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
صفحه 366.
پس شهوت آبستن شده، گناه را میزاید، و گناه به پایان رسیده مرگ به بار می‌آورد.
Yeah, sin when it's conceived, when it's small, very small.
وقتی اوله کوچیکه.
Yeah, it doesn't stay that way.
همون کوچیک نمیمونه.
Yeah, it will eventually get to the point that it will bring forth death in your life. Yeah, sin should never be allowed to take a foothold in your life. Yeah, sin will never be allowed to take a foothold in this church. What I mean with this? Yeah. We apply 1 Corinthians 5.
اول قرنتیان فصل 5 ما عمل میکنیم.
Where we had this leaven being mentioned.
وقتی این خمیر در میان کلیسا باشه.
And Paul says, hey, you need to deal with this leaven.
اول با این خمیر کنار بیاین.
Yeah. You need to deal with this leprosy, this spiritual leprosy.
اول با این جزام روحانی کنار بیاین.
Yeah, when it becomes apparent that it is leprosy.
وقتی مشخص شد جزامه.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 5:11.
اول قرنتیان فصل 5:11 میگه چی؟
But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat.
اما الان به شما می نویسم که اگر کسی که برادر خوانده می شود زناکار یا طماع یا بت‌پرست یا فحاش یا میگسار یا ستمگر باشد با چنین شخص معاشرت مکنید بلکه قضا هم مخورید.
Yeah, somebody who's living in these sins.
کسی هایی که در این گناه ها زندگی می کنند.
Yeah, will be removed from fellowship.
از کلیسا بیرون
خواهد
شد.
Let me say, if you're a drunk.
اگر شما.
And you want to be helped.
میگسار هستید و می خواین کمک بهتون بشه.
Come to me. I will help you. We'll find a way to help you get over that. The door is open. If you're stuck of any of these sins, yeah, I will help you. The church will help you. I'm not against you. I want to see you have victory. But if I find out that you are living in this sin, being part of this church, if you are a drunk, if you are an idolater, yeah, you will be removed from fellowship. Yeah, not any sin, this list.
Yeah,
nobody's without sin. Specifically these sins that
are made. Yeah, you
need to deal with sin when it's small.
Before it spreads.
Don't think, it's just a small sin. It's not so bad. No, it starts small. And it's conceived, but it's eventually it's to death. It will spread. It'll take over your life and destroy
you.
Sin, like leprosy, starts small, but eventually
will spread.
Be careful with sin. It's
like cancer.
Go back to Leviticus 13.
لاویان فصل 13.
Read verse 1 till 3 again.
یک تا سه رو بخونید.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of the flesh arising a scab, a bright spot, and it be in the skin of the flesh, like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague aside be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is the plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean.
خداوند موسی و هارون را خطاب کرد و گفت اگر کسی بر پوست بدن خود تاول یا آماس یا لک داشته باشد و آن بر پوست بدنش به جزام بدل شود باید نزد هارون کاهن یا یکی از پسرانش که کاهنان آورده شود کاهن قسمتی از پوست بدن وی را که دچار بیماری است بیازماید اگر موی قسمت مبتلا به بیماری سفید شده باشد و بیماری عمیق‌تر از پوست بدنش به نظر آید در آن صورت بیماری جزام است
Now, when you go through the whole chapter and we've read it,
you'll see
two things. Yeah, the question is: it spreading? Yeah. Okay, then it's leprosy. Or is it going deeper? Yeah. If it's on the surface, oh, it's just a burning. But if it goes deeper, then it's leprosy. Then the problem is there. So what's the second thing we can learn?
Yeah,
first was, yeah, sin like leprosy starts small, but then spreads. But number two, sin like leprosy takes root below the surface.
زیر پوست ریشه میدونه.
Your wife, and you have an issue with your husband.
شما همسر هستین، زنی هستین که با شوهرتون مشکل دارین.
You're not letting it go.
و این
or your husband.
مشکل رو حل نمی‌کنی.
You have an issue with your wife.
با خانومت مشکل داری.
Angry, whatever.
عصبانی هستی،
not forgiving her.
حاضر نیستی زنتو ببخشی؟
Something will take root.
ریشه میدونه.
Hebrews 12.
عبرانیان 12 میگه.
Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
و مراقب باشید مبادا کسی از فیض خدا محروم باشد و ریشه تلخی رشد کرده مشکل به بار آورد و بسیاری از آن آلوده گردد.
That's about a root of bitterness here.
در حقیقت ریشه تلخی رو صحبت می‌کنه.
You have an issue, whatever it is.
هر مشکلی که هست. مواد الکل.
Issue that nobody can see.
یا حتی مشکلی داری که کسی نمی‌بینه.
Yeah.
هر گناهی.
Notice, if you let it go,
اما اگه ولش کنی,
it will take root.
ریشه میدونه.
It will go deeper.
بعد عمیق‌تر میشه.
And it will affect the heart.
و بعد به قلب تأثیر خواهد گذاشت.
All sin like leprosy.
همه گناهان
will eventually take root.
آخر سر ریشه میدونن.
Oh, it's just a surface thing.
ای بابا فقط ظاهریه.
No, it will take root.
نه ریشه خواهد داشت.
It will go deeper.
و ریشه‌اش عمیق‌تر میره.
Yeah, and if you do some research on the sin the disease of leprosy,
اگر تحقیق کنید you'll also figure out مشکل جزام مریضی جزام
it affects much more in the body than just the skin.
فقط به پوست تاثیر نمیذاره بلکه به خیلی جاهای بدن دیگر رو هم زخمی خواهد کرد.
Yeah, and with spiritual leprosy it will affect your heart. It will take root.
جزام روحانی هم آخر سر به قلبت میرسه و قلبت زخمی خواهد کرد. متی 22
and read 36 till 38.
36 تا 38 رو بخونید.
Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
ای استاد، کدام حکم در شریعت بزرگتر است؟ عیسی به وی گفت اینکه خداوند خدای خود را به همه دل و تمامی جان و تمامی فکر خود محبت نمون.
Yeah, so if there's any commandment that you need to get,
اگر هیچ فرمان و حکمی هست که باید بگیری,
the most important one,
مهمترینش چیه?
This is what you need to understand.
اینی که باید درک کنی.
It's love God with all your heart, with all your soul,
با همه دل و تمامی جان و تمامی فکر
And your heart, your soul, your mind.
دل, جان و فکر.
Yeah, you cannot go more to the core of your being.
دیگه در بیشتر از این عمیق‌تر از بودن.
You cannot go deeper.
عمیق‌تر نمیتونی پیش بری.
Yeah, the Bible says this commandment is above all the other commandments.
کلام خداوند میگه این فرمان بالاتر از همه فرمان‌هاست.
Yeah, sin
گناه
will eventually affect the core of your being.
میرسه به اون ریشه وجودت.
If you allow
اگر اجازه بدی ریشه بدونه.
Yeah, whatever the sin is that you're harboring,
هر گناهی که هست که شما امروز
it is gonna affect your heart.
آخر سر به قلبتون میرسه.
Your mind and your soul.
به فکرتون، به جانتون.
All sin.
همه گناهان
is a sin of the heart.
گناه قلبی است.
The sin of the mind, the sin of the soul.
گناه فکر، گناه جانه.
Yeah. Proverbs
19:3.
Proverbs 19:3. The foolishness of man perverted his way, and his heart fretted against the Lord.
Proverbs
19:3.
حماقت خود انسان زندگیش را تباه می‌سازد، اما دل او بر خداوند خشم می‌گیرد.
All sin, no matter what sin you're talking about,
مهم نیست چه گناهی رو در موردش صحبت می‌کنی.
It's an issue in your heart against God. مشکل
برمی‌گرده به قلبت ضد خدا.
Yeah, remember the story about David.
داستان داوود یادت میاد که وقتی با بتشیبا زنا کرد.
David has sinned against Bathsheba.
درسته داوود.
David sinned against Uriah, her husband.
بتشیبا گناه کرد، ضد ریاها شوهرش گناه کرد و کشتش.
When Nathan the prophet came to David, what did David say?
نیتان پادشاه نبی بعدی اومد، داوود چی جوابش داد؟
He says, I have sinned against God.
من ضد خدا گناه کردم.
Yeah. All sin
همه گناهانمون
is against God.
ضد خداست.
Yeah, his primary sin was against God.
گناه
All sin is a heart issue.
همه گناهانمون به قلبمون، مشکل قلبیمون برمی‌گرده.
Yeah, if you allow sin to take root in your heart,
اگر اجازه می‌دی گناهت ریشه کنه در قلبت.
Yeah, not only does it take you over your life.
نه تنها اون گناه کل زندگی تو ریشه می‌دونه.
Yeah, not only does it spread.
نه تنها گسترش پیدا می‌کنه.
It also takes root in your heart.
ریشه می‌دونه توی قلبت.
And I've seen many people over the years that became bitter.
سالها و سالها کسایی رو دیدم تو زندگیم که
got offended somehow for whatever.
به هر دلیلی ناراحت شدن.
This person said something. I said something.
من اینو گفتم.
They're mad with me, mad with their wives, they're mad at God.
ضد خدا، ضد
mad about everything.
همسرم ضد
زنم.
و این تلخی شروع شده.
Because sin.
چون گناه.
Eventually goes below the surface. It takes root.
ریشه میدونه فقط سطحی نیست بلکه عمیق‌تر.
Proverbs 4:23.
امثال 4
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23.
امثال 4:23.
دل خویش را با مراقبت تمام باز بدار، زیرا سرچشمه امور حیاتی است.
Yeah, we are to guard our hearts.
قلب خودمون رو باید نگهداری.
We are to not allow sin to take root.
اجازه بدیم که گناه ریشه کنه در
ما. We're not allowed to.
نباید اجازه بدیم عصبانیت در زندگیمون ریشه کنه.
Bitterness.
تلخی در زندگیمون ریشه کنه.
Because the sin of leprosy.
گناه جذام.
Sorry, that sin is like leprosy.
گناه مثل جذام.
Yeah, because it starts small, then it spreads.
به نظر کوچیک میاد ولی بعد پخش میشه.
Sin is like leprosy.
گناه مثل جذام.
Because it'll root below the surface. It'll affect the heart.
چون زیر پوستمون ریشه میدونه و بعد به قلبمون میرسه.
Yeah, you have to make a conscious decision to let things go.
اول باید تصمیم منطقی بگیری که ولش کنی مشکلو.
Yeah, you have to guard your heart.
باید قلبت رو حفاظت کنی.
You need to turn away from sin.
از گناه کلاً باید
control the anger.
باید از عصبانیتت کنترل کنی.
Otherwise,
و بعد اگر نشه,
it will affect the heart.
قلب
taking root in your life.
تحت تأثیر قرار میده, ریشه میده اون تو زندگیت.